I'm Kelly Burley, and you're listening to Campus Connection with Oklahoma State University President Burns Hargis on this Wednesday, March 12th. And Burns, the state chief executive, was in Stillwater earlier this week to help christen the launch of a new university initiative.
That's right, Kelly. We always welcome our alums back to campus, and certainly Mary Fallon is one of those alums that we love having back, especially for a momentous event like we had on Monday. That we were celebrating the launch of the OSU Teach program. I talked about this a few weeks ago. We received a $1.45 million grant from the National Math and Science Initiative to establish OSU Teach. We're one of 40 universities in the United States that is participating in this initiative. It helps address the nation's STEM education crisis by too few STEM-educated teachers, by increasing the number of secondary teachers in those subjects of science, technology, engineering, and math. And along with this initial grant, we're seeking additional fundings to help us achieve the ambitious goals we have for the program, which is training a lot of great teachers in the STEM subjects for the K-12 system. And we especially want to appreciate the Charles and Lynn Schusterman Family Foundation, who has made a large gift to help us along. OSU Teach is going to allow us to carry out, again, our land-grant mission in serving our state by helping to transform K-12 STEM education throughout Oklahoma.
And Burns, the OSU board met last week and as part of that approved a block tuition plan. What is that and how will it benefit students?
There are several potential benefits for students. The program is designed to help students graduate quicker while potentially reducing the total cost of an OSU degree, which is already a great value, according to Kiplinger and the Princeton Review. This plan offers a flat rate of tuition for university-wide fees for full-time undergraduate students taking anywhere from between 12 and 18 hours in a semester. For most degrees, completing at least 15 hours each semester puts a student on track to graduate in 4 years. And that can mean eliminating additional semesters of room and board, less student loan debt, and an earlier entry into the workforce. Many universities across the country have adopted a block tuition plan, several in the Big 12, all of the Big 10. Of course, all private schools have this. And most have seen significant improvement in their graduation rates, which our state and nation desperately need more graduates. We appreciate the feedback we received from the OSU Student Government Association as we developed the plan, and it actually incorporates several of their suggestions. Now, of course, there's going to be exceptions. A student may not need 30 hours to graduate, for example, or even 15, and there will be people that have work schedules that prevent them from taking the full 15 hours, and there could be other circumstances, and in those cases, we will make exceptions. But we think it's going to have a real strong impact on the graduation rates at Oklahoma State, and we think that's good for everybody.
And finally, Burns, the OSU men's track team, they've been running circles literally around the competition of late.
Well, they won their very first Big 12 indoor track title, and I congratulate Dave Smith, his entire squad. And Dave Smith, appropriately, was named Big 12 Coach of the Year. And Friday and Saturday, the Cowboys track team will be competing in the NCAA championships in Albuquerque. And, of course, the Cowboys are playing Texas Tech in basketball at the Big 12 tournament tonight in Kansas City. So to all, go Pokes.
Burns Hargis is president of Oklahoma State University.